No, a little. You get a little melon here, or mushrooms? You get a
mushroom. Oh, yeah, cantaloupes and mushroom.
I see.
Yeah, we grow them.
Okay.
Then we used to grow a lot of little, what we call a cotton patch. He'd come up out there in the field, and we'd eat the thing, throw the seed down, and they never got much bigger than a cantaloupe, about that big around. And them things would get ripe along this time of year, a little bit later, and they'd lay right there till frost fall. It wouldn't hurt. You'd be going through the field after you get through picking cotton, gathering corn and anything, you'd find one of them little whatnots, sit down and cut it. Eat the heart out of it anyway. And we've had them, like I say, on up till after frost fell.
Yeah. You never had any with no seeds in them?
Oh, man, all seeds in the other bag.
Yeah. Now, what do you call those little things maybe that spring up in the field after a rain? You know, they kind of look like an umbrella shape?
Oh, a little
Yeah, that's mush.
Oh, see them around here all the time, they little mushrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the kind you can't eat? What do you call them? The ones that are...
These boys, it's been going around on dope and everything, they eat them. The toadstools and things like that, you know.
Really?
Yeah, man. But they know the one to eat. They tell me that they got them down to Pennell Farm, you know. Pennell Farm boys hit me on that building now.
Uh-huh.
And them jokers down there, they'd get out there in that patch and they'd run across there. They'd see one, he'd run and get it. They say they'd get full of them things, they'd be looped there in a little while. They'd have a lot of that opium or whatever it was in there. Come opium, it's not opium, it's that old, what you call it? In other words, it's a weed, it's substance, same things as they grow in the weed.
Yeah. Now, you might say, if the suit was hot, the suit was so hot that I couldn't...
The soup was a little too hot, I had to wait and cool it before I could eat it.
I see. You couldn't swallow, you couldn't...
No, you couldn't drink it, you couldn't eat it.
Swallow it. Okay. Now, do you smoke?
Used to.
What'd you smoke?
Well, I smoked cigarettes, smoked pipe.
Smoked?
Smoked anything you can get a hold of, cigars.
Really? Okay. Now, if a married woman, I wanted to ask you some stuff about family and that sort of thing. If a married woman couldn't make up her mind, she'd say, I have to ask my...
husband.
Okay. Any other terms she'd use?
Well, yeah, they can come up with a lot of them now. Yeah.
Got to ask my old lady, my old man,
the old lady, my other half, the cook or the boss, or just whichever one that you could dig up, that's one they'd use.
A woman whose husband's died is called a...
She's a widow woman.
And what if her husband just left her, ran off from her? Call her what?
Well, that there is one of them old has-been. No, I guess she'd still be a widow woman, but husband
just ran off.
Yeah, husband just walked off from her.
Call her a grass widow?
Well, they used to use that grass widow a whole lot, but. Now, I guess that would cover that part of it. She'd be a grass widow. She hardly ever hear that anymore, though.
Yeah. Okay.